It's Murphy Houston here, Cozy 101.1, and do I have more exciting news? I always like to bring you exciting news, but my friends at Trans-Siberia Orchestra have announced their winter tour. Yes, they will be coming to Denver. It's called The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO, and more. They'll be at the Ball Arena on November the 18th, and then right down the road to Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor on November the 19th. And it's always my pleasure to talk to my good friend, the music director and lead guitarist for TSO, Al Petrelli. Al, welcome back to Cozy Radio, my friend.
Oh, my friend, it's so good to hear your voice, and thank you for having me. How's everything by you? The family, everybody good, I hope?
Everybody is good. Kids are growing up, 8 grandkids. I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger these days.
Oh, God bless you. Wish them all my best, please.
How's your family doing?
Same thing, dude. Kids are growing up. They're all back in school. The older boys are just crushing their careers. My little girls are killing it. I don't know. I went to Costco yesterday, the day before, and all the Christmas trees are out. So I'm like, yep, time to get back to work.
It is. It's funny. I thought about you, too. We were just at Costco, and I'm going, the trees are here. TSO's got to be coming. And Here we are talking about it. You kick off on November 15th. Actually, tickets go on sale Friday, September 15th here in Denver at Ticketmaster. And you always have those specially priced $39 tickets offered for the first week only. So that's just a couple of days off. So get your dialing fingers ready to get to Ticketmaster and get these tickets. And the new show, I always like talking about that, Al. As you said, we've been together for many, many years, and this year, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. Tell us about it.
Well, we had performed that show last year, Paul's beautifully written story, and the reaction was just so amazing that we've decided to do the story in its entirety. Again, you know, it's become such a tradition for so many folks, especially in Denver in the Springs. But that's where the similarities are going to stop, Murph. You know, and you and I have been talking for well over 2 decades now, and I always tell you, it's going to be bigger, it's going to be crazier, there's going to be more stuff, and I don't think I've ever disappointed you. So the front of the show, musically and visually, will be completely different. The second half of the show, we're going to do a bunch of songs we've never done before.
Really?
Yeah, you know, we were kind of digging through the catalog. Listen, we get back to work on the tour by mid-January. You know, we finished up last year, took a week to catch our breath, and then, you know, the O'Neill family, our management team, our department heads, myself, we start working, we're always thinking about how can we make this better than last year? What can we do that's different? What can we do that we haven't done in, like, decades?
Yeah.
And we found some really cool things that we're going to pull out this year. So, and, you know, for the folks, I consider them our repeat offenders, the folks who come back every year. I always want to make sure that they're shocked and surprised, yet they have that familiarity of the story that they've fallen in love with. And for first-timers, God, you have no idea what you're going to expect.
No. And I've heard this mentioned, Al. I don't think I've ever mentioned this to you. What I heard about TSO, and you guys came 20 years ago and we hooked up, TSO has been called a mix of The Who's Tommy, Andrew Lloyd Webber with Pink Floyd's Lights. Does that kind of sound right to you?
You know what? 20 years ago, that would have hit it on the head. Yes. You know, but in all these years we've been doing it, it's grown up to be so much more than that. But, you know, listen, those were all Paul's biggest influences. You know, he loved Pink Floyd. He loved The Who. He loved Andrew Lloyd Webber's work. You know, Paul just loved all styles of music. And, Murph, listen, if you go back to when you and I were young, the only two styles of music that were available on radio was good and bad.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So all those influences, they all permeated what, you know, became the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but it continually grows up, and every year it just gets a year older, a year better, and you know, a little bit bigger. So I'm very proud of it, and, you know, 28 years now since it's opened its eyes.
I know. And you've sold so many tickets, so many albums over the years, more than most that I'm aware of. And the good news is that maybe people in Denver don't know, but they should. A dollar every ticket you sell goes to a local charity. Every year you do that at all the stops you do, and there's how many performances? And you just are so generous with your time and your money. Congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but listen, that's all. You've met Paul O'Neill many times over the years. You know what a generous individual he is. His wife, his daughter, you know, his entire family. That's who these people are. You know, and he wanted to make a difference, and the family continues to want to make a difference. You know, people, especially, what's up with our economy? It's a hot mess out there. You know?
It really is.
So, keeping the ticket prices down and making sure that a dollar from everybody who purchases a ticket, they can know that it's going back into their community. And, you know, I think we sold, I heard the number, like 18 million tickets over the last, I don't know, since 99.
That's right.
You know, and a dollar doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, but when you do the math, it's added up to a substantial amount. And I'm proud to be part of an organization that doesn't just talk about doing things. They're actually doing things.
Well, and they are. They have all along. And as you say, Paul O'Neill had the pleasure of being with him backstage several times in the early years. I always love to tell the story, and I think we've shared it before. One of the first times I'm in the stands, and he's by the sound system. And all of a sudden he comes out, and he's pulling little kids kind of out of the seats and giving them money so they can go buy their parents something for Christmas. I couldn't believe it. And people still talk about that.
I mean, God. Listen, talk about, you know, a legacy, you know, and memories that, you know, he'll be alive in our hearts forever. You know, that's just the kind of human that he was. I mean, you know, sometimes I'll be sitting in my house and I'll just look around and everything is a reminder of him, you know. But it all goes back to, you know, like that winter of 95 where he called me up and he says, listen, I got this idea. Would you help me out with it? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, brother. And here we are almost 30 years later and we're still talking about it. And it's still important. It's still relevant. And I could hear in your voice, you're still as excited about it as I am. So, you know.
Oh, every year. The talent's phenomenal. People have no idea about the talent you bring along. And a lot of them are the same young people every year, and you're out there leading the pack, and then you bring in some new stuff, and I'm sure this year's going to be the same with the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the Best of TSO, and more. Agreed?
Absolutely. You know, listen, you and I have had this conversation many, many times, and I think I've always compared it to like a Super Bowl win. Okay, you know, last year's Super Bowl winners, they crushed. It was an amazing game, so on and so forth. They get the ring, they get the trophy, they celebrate for a couple weeks, then what? Back to the drawing board.
Right.
You know, last year's tour for us was just so amazing. It was so much fun. We had such a great time with everybody. Okay. The folks in the audience were wonderful. The band played great. It was just a home run of a year. Well, that's yesterday's news.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So by the second week of January, we're all going, okay, what are we doing next year? How can we make it bigger? How can we make it? It's like having a child. You know, it's always your baby. Regardless how old the kid is, it's always your baby. And I always want to make sure my children are safe and protected and nurtured. So.
Right. That's what it's going to be this year, too, I am sure. So we've been
talking
with Al Petrolli, TSO's music director, lead guitarist. They'll be in Denver November 18th, two shows at the Ball Arena at 3 and 7:30, and then November 19th in the Springs at the Broadmoor at 2 and 7 p.m. Tickets go on sale Friday. That's this Friday, September 15th, through Ticketmaster. And remember, those specially priced $39 tickets offered for 1 week only, first come, first served. So, Al, I hope I get a chance to see you this year because of COVID and all the mess. I haven't really gotten together backstage with you.
God. Listen, from your lips to God's ears, I hope so. I miss hanging out with you. But, you know, let's put on a great rock show, and with any luck, we'll be able to sit down and we'll have some coffee or McAllen's together, whatever you like.
That sounds good to me. I'll see you, Al, soon. Have a safe trip out here.
All right. Much love, my brother. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, you too. Hi to the family.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Back at you.